Sutton Newry and Mourne Council say they are furious at a committee decision last night to retain the name of a play park after an IRA hunger striker. Mourne has controversially voted not to change the name of a kids' play park named after this IRA hunger striker. The park is named after Raymond McCreesh, who had convictions for attempted murder and possessing guns. But unionists have lashed out at the SDLP because only one councillor turned up at the special meeting last night. The Sinn Féin MLA, Mickey Brady's with us today. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist Party councillor, David Taylor. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are your thoughts here, David, first?
Well, Stephen, I'm angry, disgusted and very disappointed at the decision taken by the Staff and Policy Committee last night of Newry Mourne Council. The decision taken to recommend the retention of Raymond McCreesh Park has once again demonstrated a failure by elected representatives, in my opinion, on Newry Mourne District Council to promote equality to all of their citizens. And more importantly, the decision only serves to further compound the pain experienced by victims of Republican violence who have already had to endure many years of anguish and pain as a consequence of losing their loved ones to these evil actions of Republican terrorism.
Mickey?
Yes, Stephen, well, I welcome the decision. In relation to Raymond McCreesh Park, I'm from the Ballybor area. I was born 100 yards from the park and reared probably 30 yards from it, and I certainly welcome this decision. This is a decision that was taken in a democratic fashion. The park was originally named because it never had a name before. People talk about it being renamed. It didn't have a name before.
It's about sensitivity, though, Mickey, isn't it?
Yes,
and it's about understanding. It's about understanding whether, no matter what you support and people who support Sinn Féin, it's about understanding the potential offence to other people.
Well, I mean, what I would say to the people who are saying that there's a lack of respect, very little about the Ballybor community and its history of neighbourliness and friendliness. We have respect for all cultures, and as David knows, and I know David, and David knows me, in my working life I have worked with all strands of community. I have respect for all cultures. But I have absolutely no problem in dealing with people from any strand of the community. And, you know,
for example, Mickey, sorry to interrupt, but for example, if Castlereagh Council had, I don't know, a Michael Stone play park, would you not be up in arms?
Well,
wrong phrase. Would you not be furious?
That would be up to Castlereagh Council, Stephen.
No, but the question is, would Sinn Féin object to that? Would you support the right for a Michael Stone play park?
That would be up, as I said, that would be up to Castlereagh Council, and if it's a democratic decision,
you wouldn't be the first out of the blocks with a press release condemning it.
If it was a democratic decision, as the decision to name and retain Raymond McCreesh, who is, as far as Republicans are concerned, was someone who is prepared to give the supreme sacrifice for what he believed in, a Republican icon.
But Mickey, are we really saying that everything in Northern Ireland should come down to majority rule then? Is that what we're talking about here?
I mean
democratic decision?
With respect, Stephen, this park was named in 2001 after a survey carried out by the council had 84% of the survey people surveyed supported it. The most recent consultation once again reflected that same support with 94%. There are places in Newry named after Isaac Curry, for instance, Curry Park, who was a British Chancellor who was so unpopular they had to build a special road so as he didn't have to pass through Newry. We have the Albert Basin, the Victoria Lock. We have all sorts of places. We have Bagnell's Castle. We have all sorts of places.
And I guess that's the point, to be fair to Mickey, David, that people can take offence on both sides.
Stephen, he can certainly not draw any similarities between the Albert Basin and Victoria Lock and the name of Raymond McCreesh Park. Raymond McCreesh was clearly a convicted terrorist, and people feel very uncomfortable.
Would you ever like to comment on Bagnell?
No, sorry, hold on, Mickey. I want to be given the opportunity. I sat and listened to you
sorry,
the last
David,
few moments.
Okay,
I want to be in a position where I can explain my position and my party's position on this. The proposal, whether Mickey likes it or not, to proceed with such an insensitive decision is going to cause further trauma to the Protestant Unionist community locally, who bore the brunt of the despicable actions of bigots of the IRA during the darkest periods of the Troubles. You know, with people in Newry like Robert Mitchell, people that were slaughtered for the only reason that they were an innocent Protestant, that was the reason that they were targeted by people like Raymond McCreesh, solely because they were of a Protestant and Unionist persuasion.
Okay, go ahead, Mickey.
Well, Stephen, I mean, I fully accept what David's saying in terms of sensitivities of the community, but within the context of North RT narratives. But the question, I suppose, I would like to pose to David is that this the park was named Raymond McCrish Park in 2001, and it took 7 years for the local Orange Lodge to find that it was objectionable. You know, why did it take them 7 years to suddenly decide that this name offended them? You know, because I presume they were...
But it wouldn't have taken Sinn Féin 7 minutes to know that it would offend some people from the unionist community if you're naming a children's play park after someone who has convictions for attempted murder, who has convictions for possessing guns.
Well, if we to put that into context, Stephen, the late Cardinal Lefee stated about Raymond McCrish, Raymond, and I quote, Raymond McCrish was captured bearing arms at the age of 19 and sentenced to 14 years imprisonment. I have no doubt that he would have never seen the inside of a jail but for the abnormal political situation. Who is entitled to label him a murderer or a suicide? Now, those are quotes from a much respected church person, Thomas O'Fee. You know, so Raymond McCrish was an ordinary young man who found himself in extraordinary circumstances.
Let me bring in Glenn in Belfast. Morning, Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hello there.
Go ahead.
How you doing? I just wanted to really make a comment about last night's show.
No. We're talking about this, first of all, Glenn.
All right, okay, fair enough. Can I just say that the Sinn Féin IRA politicians should be ashamed of themselves? It's just... What happens when these young kids start asking, who's the park named after? Oh, and what did they do? Were they a footballer? Who were they? What were they? They were murderers. Murderers. It is absolutely a joke. It's unbelievable.
Well, Sinn Féin politicians are not murderers, Glenn. Sinn Féin politicians are democratically elected politicians, many of whom are sustaining and working for peace in Northern Ireland. And they would deeply refute that comment. And they would also refute that comment about Gerry Kelly. Mickey Brady, would you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, obviously, the gentleman's entitled to his views. What I would say to him, the decision to name the park and retain the park was a democratic decision. Now, if he wants to argue... about that, then he's quite entitled to. He's entitled to his opinion, which obviously is a very subjective one. But, you know, Sinn Féin have been very much involved in bringing about the peace process and also in maintaining the peace process. And I would say to, reiterate, and David knows this, in my working life, I have worked with all strands of the community, and I think anybody that knows me would accept that. People are entitled to their opinion. As Republicans, Raymond McCrish is someone that we respect. He's someone, as I repeated and will continue to repeat, give the ultimate sacrifice for something that he believes in.
Yeah, but therefore, Mickey, I'm still looking for a clear answer as to whether you would support, and I don't mean just, you know, if the democratic process pushed it through, would Sinn Féin, therefore, not send out any criticism whatsoever if some people within the unionist community wanted a play park named after, for example, Michael Stone?
Well, as I said to you before, Stephen, if Castlereagh Council or any other council wanted to make a decision based on that, then presumably, if there were objections, that would be dealt with in the same way that the objections...
Yeah, but Sinn Féin couldn't really object, could you? You couldn't really object. So if you're supporting...
Really what you're saying, Stephen, is 94% of the people who were surveyed about the Raymond McCrish Park name were in favour. Now, I would presume if some park in some other part of the north was going to be named after whoever, then I would presume the council would follow procedures, as indeed Newry and Moran Council have followed procedures. It went to a council meeting. There was a decision taken. Now, obviously, people may object, may continue to object, but the reality is that decision has been taken. If other councils want to make decisions on other names, then
okay,
that's up to them.
Final word to you,